Manti is a rural town of just over 3,000 people, smack dab in the middle of Utah. The town is the site of the regionally famous Mormon Miracle Pageant, celebrating its 50th annual production this summer. The play depicts the events published in the Book of Mormon, Joseph Smith's founding of the LDS Church, and the Utah pioneers' migration west. Every summer, Manti's population more than doubles for 2 weeks. Campsites and hotel rooms are booked months in advance as people come from all over the country to watch the production. They are joined by a large group of evangelical Christian missionaries who use the pageant as an opportunity to speak to Mormons about how the LDS Church is lying to them.
Okay, what you're looking at is, this is just a regular old red wagon, and I have in here a set of plates that look like the gold plates that Joseph Smith had, or at least the way he described them. According to the story, the angel that told Joseph Smith about the plates said that they were plates of gold. The point of my demonstration here is if these plates, this size, really were made of gold, they would have weighed about 200 pounds, an entirely impossible weight for a human being to carry, at least for 3 miles, as Joseph Smith supposedly did. The whole point is that most Latter-day Saints know the story of the plates. They know the basic story, but many of them have never really thought through it to see if the story is even feasible. And that's my point. It's not. Because even though my plates made of sheet metal, they weigh 80 pounds. If they were going to be 200 pounds, you have to double the stack and add another half a stack. Nobody out here could lift those. Nobody could. And they have a difficult enough time just lifting these at 80 pounds. It tells me that Joseph Smith made this story up. And it saddens me to see a church tell them a story that's false. I want them to believe something that's true, because truth is that which conforms to reality. And that's important, that we believe something that's true.
I want my Mormon friends to know the real Jesus, the real God of the Bible. I've studied the Bible, and I know that they actually have a different Jesus and a different God. And the Bible says that if you're in unbelief or idolatry on Judgment Day, then you will go into the lake of fire, and I don't want that for them.
I feel like they're lost. The teachings of Paul warns us about false prophets and false teachers, which I believe that Joseph Smith was.
When they find out the truth and they want to leave the church, a great many of them, in fact, I've understood that 80% will fall into nothing. If the Mormon church isn't correct, then no other church can be correct. Because we were told all the other churches were wrong. So why would we go to another one? We just want to put the net out. If the building is burning, we want to be able to hold that net below and catch it. That's about it.
I believe that truth is a certain particular truth, and things that go against it are not truth. So coming out here, I do believe that people get offended, that they may become upset, irritated at us, and that is not our intention, but we hope that they take away with it a better understanding of what we believe, as well as do research on their own. If there's one thing, I want them to research their belief.
The year is 1820. The humble folk of the Western New York frontier are caught up in the fervor of religious revival. A setting of woods and sky, the sound of singing, the exhortations of contending preachers, each proclaiming his own church the only avenue of escape from the horrors of a burning hell.
Pageant program? Use one? All right. How do you get that not knowing? You guys need a pageant program?
Yeah, they're not searching, they're tearing down. If they're searching, they'll be their mouth, they'll keep themselves quiet and watch and take in. They're expounding. And then they're doing the things that, they got failed. Maybe as many as 44 wives, and he took other people, I don't know what other people were doing in their private life, I know what they wrote. If they're not correct, I would not want to be one of them that stood before Heavenly Father, when Heavenly Father said, why were you doing what you were doing?
I think it's irritating because, we're not disturbing anybody and he's disturbing us.
We thought we'd start singing hymns.
He doesn't bother me.
He has the right, yes. It's just irritating. Yeah.
I myself have no problem ignoring it.
You can't hear him.
Life easy, doesn't it? There's some advantage to being happy.
They're anti-Mormon, and so this is a good place to for them to feel good about preaching what they believe. That's okay. They can think what they want. We know who's
better.
In charge of saving our soul, and it's not any humans on this earth.
Just feel sorry for them because they don't know the truth.
We don't want to hear it. We want you to go home.
You can leave. You don't even listen.
You're not listening.
You have ears.
There is no way to know if the pageant will continue for another 50 years. The Christians I talk to believe that as long as it does, they are compelled to evangelize. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the LDS Church has said there must be opposition in all things. For the Mormons who come to Manti for the pageant, they have witnessed opposition to their beliefs, and the Christians who evangelize at the gates face an opposition of their own. At the center of this battle for souls, the confusion and debate centers around a quest for truth, the truth about what it takes to obtain salvation. Even as a reporter tasked to observe this struggle, I must admit I am no closer to this truth than anyone else. A friend of mine reminded me of this moment in the Bible, when Jesus is brought before Pontius Pilate. Pilate asks Jesus if he's king of the Jews. Jesus responds, "I have not claimed to be," and then says, "I am not of this world, but have come to testify the truth, and anyone who wants to know the truth listens to me." Pilate asks, "What is truth?" and leaves.